You cannot defend your belief in us. You cannot defend the undefendable. The agonies you go through in order to figure out if you are getting a true message. It will only be a short time, and then you will know if the message that anyone has written is an angel's message. In time, you become experienced enough to discern the difference between you and us.
In the beginning, you will have doubts and many questions as to who is actually writing the message. Here are some things to look for in determining whether it is your message or from the angels. The first thing you will do is question who wrote it. You don't feel as though you have written the words. You will say, "Do you think I did this? Does this sound like me?" In fact, you deny you wrote it at all. "This isn't my writing. I don't use these words," you will say. Do not expect this feeling to ever go away. Here are some examples of angels' styles of writing. English, or whatever you speak for communication, is not an angel's first language. Every language is difficult to communicate within because angels use vibration and thought, which is clearer, cleaner, and faster. Angels also send essences of ideas at the same time, and occasionally there are no English counterparts. It is wonderful how well you receive when they do this, for you just write down what they send and enjoy it. One of their favorite things to do is to expand the concept of the work by adding suffixes, such as meant or ness, to words that don't usually require them. For example, words angels like to use are wonderment or truthness. If the words they make up increase understanding, they are pleased, for this is truly good reception. One time an angel said to Barbara, "Dear one, today you are full of notness," and she was being negative that day. Combined words. They will send more than one word at a time. You will see, hear them do this often. Where more than one word fits, angels expand the concept by using both of them. Time is saved and language is enhanced, refined. Angels also expand thought by using three words at a time. Yes, yes, yes is how they may answer a question when being emphatic. Expect triple answers when it's them. Angels talk together. Sometimes you will get a sense that several angels are talking at once. Ask them to slow down and take turns. You will know when there is more than one speaking, for it sounds as though they are having a party. They are. Angels feel different. Angels are not you. They don't feel like you. They access different parts of your brain than you do. They may make your heart beat faster when they are with you. Sometimes you will feel a shiver or tension in your body that lets you know they are there. You will sense if they are male, female, or neutral energy. You may know their appearance and whether they are big, small, bulky, airy, childlike. You may get a sense that they are a certain nationality, intelligence, or have specific interests. Angels are like friends or relatives, different from self. Angels cannot give unasked for advice. They can give guidance and direction if you ask for it. God's gift of free will is sanctified by Him, never to be touched. If you ask for advice or help, it is then invited and it may be given as loving support. If unsolicited advice is received, then it is not an angel to whom you are speaking. If you want to know which vitamin to buy, they can recommend one. If you want to know how to raise your children, they will tell you the child's strengths and suggest supportive activities and help. If you want to know if you should quit your job or get a divorce, they will tell you to follow your inner knowing and help you define and understand your reasons. The decision to quit your job then becomes a part of your decision to get on with your path and accomplish your life's mission. These are questions of choice and free will. Angels are support systems of the highest order, but they cannot tell you what to do or how to live. Many times their messages will help you clarify your path. At one point, a woman asked, "Why can't he tell me he loves me?" Their answer was, "Because he doesn't." Immediately, she knew her relationship had grown to its highest point and could go no further. She then chose to leave. But they did not and would not tell her to leave her marriage. If she had asked if she should leave, the angels would have said something like, "Choice, dear one, choice." Angels say, "Patience, dear one, a lot. We want everything to happen now. Life is a process that makes sense in spite of how it sometimes appears." The higher self. Your higher self is your most perfect and knowledgeable you. Your higher self is not the angels, even though your higher self frequently comes to you as a guide. It is a combination of wisdom of all that you are, all that you have been, and ever will be. You are body, mind, and spirit. All these parts of you grow in different stages. A healthy higher self looks like an equilateral triangle. If one side grows too fast, the other sides have to catch up. Your higher self takes care of the balance. When you feel you are receiving advice or direction of a more firm nature than angels use, then it is your higher self that is working. Again, always for your greater good, but your higher self is more demanding of you than an angel would ever be. The higher self knows all your life's lessons and is intimately acquainted with your path. You usually know you are doing something against your higher self because you become miserable when off track. Misery keeps us on the proper path. Angels don't give misery, for angels are only love.